T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
Please wear your mask. Wear your mask. It is very important for you to put on that mask. This not no joke, and this is not no rundown. Wear your mask. If you vaccinated or not, throw on that mask and stop lying, telling people you vaccinated and you know dang on well you ain't vaccinated. You up here trying to get people sick. Stop lying. Thanks.
Okay, couple things.
Please wear your mask. Wear your mask. It is very important for you to put on that mask. This not no joke, and this is not no rundown. Wear your mask. If you vaccinated or not, throw on that mask. And stop lying, telling people you vaccinated and you know dang on well you ain't vaccinated. You up here trying to get people sick. Stop lying. Thanks.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
So you went for, first of all, you went and got, I'm not gay no more. I likes women's. I was delivered. You went and got that nigga with wear your mask. And then you showed how Omicron has spread to every state because there was two women that were like, they won't let us take on our bottle of liquor. We should have known better because it's fucking TSA, but we dumbasses. So pass it back to everybody. That's it. Christmas is canceled, nigga.
Do me a favor. I want you to count something for me.
Everybody!
What? I don't have. Okay. All right. Introduce the show first. Then we'll address this.
Welcome to the 169th episode of Blurreds in the Hood. Okay. I'm the resident supervillain, Mr. Jay Washington.
I'm the swaggy blurred Wednesday. What the fuck?
Yes, like, Laura Brander.
Yo, send me the code in the private chat, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. bro, you don't understand. I've been. What? No, don't do this.
I just confirmed it was you, and it was just like, shouldn't let you
in. No, I know, but I tried to. Fuck me. I might have to log in again. Okay. I'm the Swaggy Blur Winston A. Marshall. We're here. I'm in Texas.
So for those who don't know what happens, real quick, for those who are new to the show, first of all, happy holidays, Merry Kwanzaa, Christmas, everything good to throw. Now, if you look above, it says $100 plus donations make these motherfuckers take a shot. So every time we hit $100 in donations, we take shots. Well, I just look to start up the shit, and we are already at four. Since
someone someone is trying to make this America. Alberto Rios and Devil Ham, shout out to you both. Alberto Rios says, Merry Christmas, Jay, Winston in the neighborhood. Hope you all have a good holiday from Kirstie and I. Devil Ham says, Merry Christmas. And the Tequila Monster throws in 10 pounds and says, Jay, this is a gift just for you, just to top off the tequila supplies. Thank you. Thank you so much, Alberto and the Devil Ham. I wasn't ready for this at all.
He wasn't ready.
Especially because, as you hit it the second time, I was like, okay. I remember someone saying that there was probably going to be two shots from that, so it is what it is. But once you hit it the third time, I was like. And then when you hit it the fourth time, I was like.
Oh, now you can't speak.
Nigga, so, I saw them back together. I was just like,
okay, so I'm gonna tell y'all right now. So I'm here in Dallas, you can see. We'll get to the what you've been doing in a second. I've been drunk for hours. So what I'm concerned
about. I know I ain't leaving my home. Just for the record.
So Jay, before we take anything, just ask me what I've been doing, nigga. Just ask me the question.
Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Nigga, I've been drinking. I've been drinking since 10 o'clock Central Time. It's 8 o'clock California time, nigga. Because the way that my daddy's house works, bruh, is my dad is the shit. Mr. Marshall's the shit. I talked about him on the show before about how my dad is awesome. He, whenever he has guests, he has to go do things. He has to go to work. He goes to golf. He does whatever he's going to go do, right? Homie puts a bottle of expensive champagne out. So if you just want to make yourself mimosas when you wake up, you can just wake up and do that. I've been drinking mimosas since 10 o'clock Central Time this morning, but 8 o'clock to me, dog. So the idea of four shots right now is devastating. So I have, this is a 20-year-old age Guyanese rum. This is about two shots of that bitch left in here. I'm going to chug this. And then I'll reevaluate.
That's going to count for two. Right. That's going to count for two, huh? Well, I just want y'all to know, my tequila bottle is done. So I am going to open up the Tito's, and we are going to.
So, by the way, I want to point out some of Kristen's comments, because she is here with me. She came down to Texas. She has been killing me. I don't know if you saw it. First of all, she goes, why is your house still carried through this entire house, even in this goddamn mansion? And then she followed it up with, hold on, where'd she go? She was laughing at something Marlon said, and then she was like, and we just switched from mimosas to fancy rum. So it's too good to shoot. I agree. It's so
one. You know, I'm sorry. I got the little bottles, the shot bottles. So we're going to try to.
The other thing I got to tell you, Jay, you've got to look into, you. I'm going to show you these.
Counseling? I say counseling.
No, I was going to say specifically what we ended up having yesterday before we got on the flight. Kristen, I'm going to whisper this because this apparently echoes throughout the house. So Kristen had an edible, and my ass had a fucking, it was a little can of, again, it's all legal, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Shout out to my homie, the Geek Gatsby. He works at a dispensary. Nigga, yeah. This is a pen with some strong kush in it, like OG California kush. I pulled this shit one time, nigga. That's why I've been around this motherfucker. Like,
I'm gonna show them to you. It's a can this big, but nigga, it is 20 milligrams, 10 of THC, 8, 10 of THC9, one for your mind, one for your body. Nigga, when I tell you I got on that plane and I was out here, when I tell you I wrote the wildest journal entry while on that plane, bro, it is hilarious. I wrote Amar's log, 1945. We find ourselves in main cabin extra as we wonder why if this baby will start crying or not. We're not quite sure if this will go down. The love of our life is in the back with an actual screaming baby, and we're not quite sure what will happen. Will the plane land safely? We'll have to wait to find out. Live long and prosper. Like, nigga, I wrote this whole shit out, and I was trying to make a secret, nigga. If my notebook was right side up, I flipped that shit upside down and backwards, so I was writing backwards in things so that I would, no one would initially see it. I was having to snitch on myself,
This is my second.
Here's my second. I'll finish this. Hey Kristen, I know you're watching. Can you do me a favor and bring the rum bottle in here, please? And thank you. I am home visiting my dad. y'all about to get a performance through the Blurtsburg spoken annual spoken word night. So all I'm saying is, man, for Christmas, I'm here with my dad. I don't get to do this a lot because my parents are divorced, so we kind of had to split times. And on top of that,
you were saying on top of that,
Kristen, I'll get back to it. Kristen says, so to be honest, I don't know how to get to the office. Okay. So the rum is in the living room. It's in the wet bar behind the chairs. The office is by the Christmas tree. Come to the Christmas tree. You know where that is, right? Or ask Zoe. Have Zoe bring you over here. Oh, Jesus. So all that being said, we're down here. I normally, because my parents are divorced, we don't get to do that. And now, obviously, finding Kristen, we have this other split issue of now there are three households we need to be to in like two holidays. So for this year, we came to my dad's for Christmas. Zoe is also here because her fiance's family lives in Tyler, Texas, about an hour and a half, 2 hours outside of Dallas.
Okay.
So it allowed for all of us to all meet up together for that. So that's what we're doing here. I've had nothing to do but literally prep the show and drink. And so here I am, but I'm very well put together. You know what I'm saying? Like I dress kind of nice. You know, I'm like, I'm here. So, you know, I'm doing all right, man. And so I got to ask you, I know you said you found that OG Kush pen, but Mr. J. Wash.
My nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga. Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
Getting hired an avian pussy.
Also, by the way, is this office behind bookshelves like your dad is Bruce Wayne?
I was going to ask you the same question, nigga. I was like, is there a clock? Like, did a family member get shot? And if you put it at that time, the grandfather clock opens up. Like, so, some people don't know that that's the thing.
There is a grandfather clock in this bitch, bro. And I've seen this shit since I was a child. Like, even when we were in a small...
You got to think of perfect... Think of any specific time that means importance to your father. Start putting those times on the thing. And if you put it at one time, that shit go click.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you. I mean, like that yeah. my dad got the grandfather clock around when my parents got married. And back then, I mean, we were still living in like small condo or whatever it was before they got their first, they got a townhouse, then a house. And then obviously things went the way they were. So that thing has been in my family forever. So I would not be surprised if he has converted that motherfucker to do that, but I don't know.
I don't want to say this. I don't wish ill on your father, but their father's dying. Your father's gonna be on his deathbed and be like, "My son, come to me. There is a secret I must tell you. There's something I've been waiting to say for you till this day. Take the note, put it to the grandfather clock, and all will be revealed."
that's it.
It's just and that's it.
Oh my god. Oh, so, dude. Wow. Hello. Oh, here comes Kristen with the rum and with my this is my little brother. This is Solomon. He is 15 years old now. He does not want to be on camera. I appreciate
it. I get this shit. Hello. He like, nigga, what is this? Oh, fuck. This motherfucker's on camera.
Thank you, baby. Appreciate you. So, yeah. So, what's going on, man?
Why is the rum gone?
Why is the rum gone? Yo, this, for those that don't know, before Jig is back at it, man, this is Guyanese rum aged in, well, this isn't even the maybe it is, I don't know, but it's aged in, this is the scotch. This isn't the rum. This is the scotch aged in rum caskets. So this shit, exactly. So essentially what you do, or rum casks, so by doing that, so yeah, this is definitely the scotch, not the rum, but that's okay. I'm totally fine with that.
You know, you gotta hit the button when it comes to me. You didn't realize that part.
Which button are you talking about?
The button to ask the question.
Oh, did I not do that? I am so sorry. I'm so rude.
No,
you didn't. I swear. Yes, I did. You hide.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I hit it for you.
Hold on. No, you hit it for me. No, nigga, I swear to God, I hit
it. No, you didn't.
Let's just ask everybody. Did I ask Jay Washington, nigga, what you been doing with the meme? If I didn't, just tell me I didn't do it.
I'm going to just wait till they got about 30 seconds for a delay. I'm going to let it pop up. That's
fine. Just give. So Jay, how's the weather in Los Angeles?
It's raining like a motherfucker. It's raining like fuck. Somebody said, yeah, he did.
About my dad right
wait,
now.
What? About wait, me wait, about wait, him wait, wait, what? Somebody said, yeah, he did. Yes, he did. No, because I think he's what I think. I think everybody fucking with me because I think Jerome Star is like, nope. I really
he
think
he did. Y'all, I, yes, he did.
No, everybody no, said he did. There's no way. There's no way.
See, because remember, I said, what you been doing? You said, I'm higher than Avian Pussy. That's what
oh,
said.
Shit. Oh, shit. You did. Oh, come on.
I told you this. I'm not crazy.
Oh, shit. Damn. You did, Aslan. Well,
definitely did.
Okay, so I'm hiding bird pussy right now.
Cheryl called it. This is definitely a show for the ages. That's for real. Woo. No, Kristen, I'm not going to shoot it. I'm just sipping it. I'm sipping.
Shoot the bottle, nigga. It's Kristen. So,
Oh, that's definitely the scotch, not the rum. Holy shit.
Niggas throw the ah!
It's still delicious, but it is the rum has a smoky flavor, but it's sweet.
Yes, it does.
This is just scotch, nigga.
So for me, it's just been I got a PCR test done. I took one at home. I've been negative on that, so I haven't. So niggas is out here just catching COVID left and right. And I understand that the Omarosa variant is not the really it's contagious. It's not a deadly one. You know, Delta is a deadly one. This one is just like it's contagious. I've been, you know, I'm not a holiday dude. Luckily, last 2 years I've been able to see my kids individually. This year I'm not. And so I called my daughter. I FaceTimed my daughter earlier, and she was getting her hair braided by her mom. And I just told her, I just literally tried to hold back tears while I was on FaceTime. I was like, Daddy misses you. You're getting so big. And she was like, is it because of my feet? Because my daughter has big feet, and I always make fun of her feet. She's feet like me. She's got feet. So I always make fun of her feet. So she was like, is it because of my feet? I said, no, baby. I said, you're just getting big and growing, and Daddy misses you. Like, I legitimately... And pardon me for the tears. I miss just hugging my daughter. Like I just miss hugging my daughter. Like I love my son. My son knows I'll embrace the shit out of him. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my firstborn. I miss just hugging my daughter. Cause like I miss my daughter. And so I'm here. You know, unfortunately with everything. And I canceled officially my appearance. I canceled going to that festival next week officially, because especially with everything going on, and like I don't trust comics. I don't
blame you.
Let me ask Jimmy Nail's question real quick. Jimmy Nail says, why y'all on early? Here's the easiest answer. This nigga. Anyway,
it's not okay. So there here's
the, yeah, because I was gonna get on YouTube about that. Hey guys, due to scheduling conflict.
It's the truth, but so that's the thing. No. So
did you take your third shot or I need to take my third? Okay, hold on.
Here's the short. Oh! the slightly longer version of that short answer. As y'all have all pointed out, it is the holidays, and so my family had planned a dinner and didn't let me know until a couple hours ago when I called Jay being like, hey, this is when the family dinner is happening. I was like, oh, shit. So I called Jay, and I was like, can we do the show just a little bit early, a couple hours early, so that I can make it on time. So the dinner is at 7. They push it to 7:15. So we are going to our central time, so 5:15. So we do want to get to the story sooner than later, but we did want to check in first. So that's why. That's why the show's a little bit early, just for that. I apologize for fucking with everybody, but the same way that everybody's with their
family. It is what it is. No, it is what it is. And so, again, real quick, and I'll just finish up with this. So I'm not going to Utah because, like I said, COVID is crazy. I don't trust. Look, I know comics that are running around here with fake vax cards, and they don't give a shit until they get sick. And look, we played that shit in the beginning. That was a joke with Andrew Caldwell, who was like, stop lying to people. But it's the fucking truth. There are a lot of people that are sitting here lying, saying, oh, I was vaccinated. And no, you weren't.
Right.
No, you weren't. So right. It is what it is. But again, me, I'm just trying. My hardest thing right now is trying to not, for lack of better words, go crazy. I didn't go to the gym yet. Now, depending on how fucked up I get by the end of the show, because I still have two more shots I owe y'all, then it will determine.
But that's why I'm also like, just be careful. Don't go hurt yourself because you fucked up now.
No, I'm just depressed, dude. Anyway, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. I want to say thank you in advance to everybody who's been sending a lot of Christmas love to the two of us. And as always, if you don't want to send it to Streamlabs, Venmo, Cash App, all of those are available. We appreciate y'all again. Words cannot express it. The first story, sir. Go ahead. Did you pull the video or should I get it real
quick? I did. I pulled the video. So the first story, I'm getting the time thing, so that's all good.
I got you. Oh.
Trump, you can put the photo.
I got you.
Got it. Cool. So Trump had an interview with Omarosa.
Excuse me. I'm going to need you to stop real quick. I need you to rename him. The Orange Fuck Muppet.
Oh, and I also didn't.
And that's not Omarosa.
Right. I also pulled the right coon. I'm sorry.
That's Kunis. No, that's who he talked to. He talked to Kunis.
No, but I said Omarosa.
I know what you meant. I know what you said, but I know what it was. Yeah. So the Orange Fuck Muppet talked to Kunis.
They had an interview go down, and you know how they say that a broken clock is right twice a day? Well, here's one of those situations, and it's only half right here. You'll see what I'm talking about.
In terms of big pharma, which is a huge topic on the minds of mothers, especially. You're seeing what's happening at these school board meetings. Where do you stand on these vaccine mandates? And obviously, I know that you are pro-vaccine. Obviously, you did everything you could to get this vaccine out. I know where you stand on the vaccine.
It was one of the
greatest
achievements. We did it in less than 9 months.
And to be able to do that. But now it's taken a twist, right? It's gotten, now we went from, this is a good thing and people should have this option, to military men, you're going to have to resign because you're not getting this vaccine. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I stand on, forget about the mandates, that people have to have their freedom. But at the same time, the vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. We would have had a 1917, remember the Spanish flu, killed perhaps 100 million people. Actually, it ended the First World War because the soldiers were so, a lot of people don't know that. The soldiers got so sick. It was a terrible thing. There were no vaccines. There was no anything. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. Mm. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
And yet, more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, under Joe Biden, than under you. And more people took the vaccine this year. So people are questioning how.
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine. But it's still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good. And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
What about the masking of children? That's a big one for moms right now.
Thing. I think it's a terrible thing.
That flies in the face of science. The kids have a virtual 0% chance of dying of COVID, and yet they're insisting on these vaccine mandates. I mean, I'm sorry, on these masking mandates, and now even the vaccine mandates for small children. Right. And what's going on there?
I think what's happening is you look at the masks where Fauci and a lot of other people said masks don't mean anything. All of a sudden, he becomes a radical masker. I don't like to see the kids with the masks on. They're sitting in school. They have a hard enough time sitting in school.
Looks like China. I've been to China.
Well, and yet China's education system's a hell of a lot better than ours. You know what? They're rated number 2 or 3, and we're rated number 44.
But masking children, I mean,
no, it's bad.
The way it looks, right? It doesn't look like a free country.
I'm against it.
Okay, okay. There's a lot to unpack here. The first one, I want to go with some of these comments. First of all, Cheryl calls it. I think I need a drink if we're playing clips of the Orange Fuck Muppet. Get your drinks up. Get your lighters up. I don't know what else to tell you. You need one. Second of all, someone was out here saying, Kristen said he looked like he has aged 5 years in the past 11 months. That is true. His hair went from like a wispy blonde to white. And his whole face just looks exhausted. Third of all, I saw someone else say, why does he look like a put-together Boris Johnson? And that nigga looks like he's been swept in the wind for years. But finally, let's talk about some of the shit that he said. This fucking asshole who has sat here and gaslit the fuck out of everybody about COVID. And because, again, remember, he has some holdings in Pfizer Biotech. Exactly, Pfizer Biotech. So all of that. Now, mind you, he did out of the warp speed and getting the money there and shit like that. But this motherfucker made it seem like, you know, don't get the vaccine, don't fuck about worry about COVID, like blah, blah, blah. It's not a big fucking deal. Now trying to do this. I wish this bitch would have done this shit when the vaccine fucking dropped, but of course he didn't. Because it happened. I'm gonna get to you. Hold on. Candace said some stupid shit. She said more people took the vaccine this year than they did during when you were in office. Bitch, the vaccine came out this year. Are you dumb? The vaccine came out this year. The fuck you talking about? But at least this asshole was honest enough to be like, the people that are dying are the ones that are unvaccinated. I don't love him still spouting the, your body, your choice, do whatever you want. But the fact that he's openly being like, you should take the vaccine. I don't know if you heard, Jay, when he was at a rally here in Dallas, unfortunately, in my fucking home city, he's like, y'all should get, I already got boosted. You should get your vaccine too. And they booed his ass. So he backtracked like a motherfucker. But he's still pushing the vaccine. Thank fucking God. Now, Jay, please go by all means.
Hi. So, what he is doing is he is trying to save face with whoever's alive to try to make a run in 2024. He needs to try to save face because his people have told him, look, you could have won this election by a landslide if you'd have did the right thing in the beginning. Because I've even said it on this show, if Donald Trump, the Orange Fuck Muppet, when COVID became a thing, said everybody take this shit serious and stay that way, mask up, do whatever science says, the CDC recommends. Don't keep trying to backtrack against actual scientists, and you're not a scientist. If he'd have done that, that motherfucker would have swept the country. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, wartime, I don't disagree with you.
Wartime presidents are always reelected, and this was his war on COVID, and he lost. So now he's trying to save face because the problem is he's like, fuck, they're booing me. How do I try to get back on track? The problem is he will never get back on track. Our Karen, we're going to talk about later, is going to talk about this. I just wanted to say that.
Shot number four, y'all. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know about the Karen, but that's the other thing. The other thing that we pointed out that we both made a face when it happened, he was like, he goes, yo, they were like, well, China looks ridiculous. He's like, well, first of all, China's in the kitchen. They're second in the world. We're 44th. I was like, nigga, did you just admit that openly? Did you just openly admit that we're trash compared to China's educational system? Mm-hmm. And when I heard it, I was like, literally, I saw it this morning. Kristen was still asleep because it was a time for her to be able to sleep in. And I was like, oh, shit. And I had to cover my fucking mouth so I didn't wake her up. I was shocked that he said that. Absolutely shocked. But again, a broken clock is right twice a day. And that is essentially what we're seeing here. Everything else out of his mouth has always been bullshit. Occasionally, he says one or two things that make sense, but that's just the nature of life, right? Occasionally, you would be correct. So any other thoughts, Jay, before we move on, man?
Again, he is trying to save face because the majority of people who would have voted for him have died. And he, again, because people were dying, it is the reason why he lost. Again, there are people like, oh, there's no Joe Biden fans. Again, we've openly said it on the show. Motherfuckers aren't fans of Joe Biden. They just wanted him out of office. Nope, that wasn't the Karen for the night.
Kenneth Daisy asking if that was the Karen for the night. It was not. We still got more. But before we get to Karen's, let's talk about an icon. Let's talk about Jay-Z, man. He was on Clubhouse with Alicia Keys. Just kind of talking about life. Alicia Keys is about to drop a new album. And that was the main reason he was there, was to help with the publicity of that. But the question came up because obviously Alicia Keys' husband is Swiss Beatz. He was one of the creative minds that was behind Versus. So the question got asked, who do you think you go up in a Versus? And Jay-Z had this to say.
Nobody stand on that stage with me. I ain't gonna lie, no disrespect. Everyone's amazing and done what they done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real. It's not a shot. There's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for, I don't know how long it is, 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours.
Right.
Look.
You got to stand in front of the Grammy family freestyle live. No one's ever even seen me perform that. Like, you got to stand in front of that. That ain't gonna never happen, man. Let's move on from Versus and let's get back to the this Keys album.
I'm gonna be real with you, man, and you can tell me your own thing. The internet got to it quickly, and they're like, "Nigga, did you forget who Lil Wayne is?" Because I'll be real with you. That you don't even need to go to Mixtape Weezy. You just go to Weezy in general. This nigga has been back all the way from Back That Ass Up and Bling Bling. And the
from Hot Boys Arrows, yes.
All of that. And then you get to the Carter 2, the Carter 3, all the shit with Drake, all the shit with Nicki. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Let me know when you're done. Let me know when you're done. Let me know when you're done.
I'm done. What you got?
I'm a whole fan, and I'm a fan of all the aforementioned artists that you mentioned as well. But we forget what Versus is. Niggas keep forgetting. It's your 20 hits. And that nigga Lil has 20. Wayne
got 40, 50 hits, bro.
Jay-Z has 20 number one Billboard chart hits that will smack Lil Wayne.
That's bullshit.
There is probably only one person on this planet that can really beat Jay-Z. You want to know that one person on the planet? Solange Knowles. She beat this nigga in the elevator and she could beat this nigga in the elevator.
I didn't see that. You've been planning this. You ain't shit for that. But no, dude.
But these are some of Jay-Z's accolades. 23 Grammys, 83 Grammy nominations, most Grammys ever, 13 number one albums, most sold by a solo artist, the first living solo rapper to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, won Sports Emmys, 11 BET Awards, only rapper to have top 10 hits across four decades, over 100 million records served, 13 solo albums, first rapper inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, first hip-hop billionaire, and the Blueprint was selected by the NRR for being, quote, culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
Okay, so here's the only thing with that. I appreciate you pulling that up. Let's see, 1, 2, 3.
All he got to do is pull up his wife, nigga.
A couple things. First of all, you want to talk about beat? Because we've already openly admitted, multiple rappers have said the Grammys ain't shit. That the Grammys do not do a good job of taking the time. So give me a second. Let me finish my argument. We already said that's not a great rubric. Now I'll give you all the stuff as far as the number one hits and the number one albums and the BET Awards. Lil Wayne has 12 of those. I didn't even get to necessarily. Everybody! Merry motherfucking Christmas. Thank you so much, Jimmy Nails. Jesus Christ. That's another one. All right, we'll get to that in a minute. But my point is, you're not just talking about number one songs. That's not what Versus is. Let's be fucking real, because how many of the people that have done Versus never had number ones or were, you know what I'm saying? It's about, can you go song for song where the crowd will fucking get ruckus to your shit? Tell me where I'm wrong with that.
Bro, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but again, this is not just your soul. Here's the beautiful thing about Versus, and it's always been that. It is not to have to be just you. It can be you with a feature or the feature you have on a song.
Tell me that Lil Wayne don't have more of those than Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, 20 up.
Bro, I'll take Lil Wayne on that shit all day.
20 up?
All day.
Bro, I'm going to just say this. The disrespect to Hov that's been getting on this, the only nigga that I think would give Hov a run for his money is Kanye West. It's the only nigga I think will give Hov a run for his money.
I think you could get, at this point, I don't think, Drake is arguable, maybe.
Drake is arguable, yes.
It's arguable, maybe, but Kanye and Wayne could fucking take Jay-Z, period. Either of those two would be able to take him without any argument. Like, literally, you're
again, and I want to make sure everybody knows this, because people who are watching the replay, listening to the podcast and everything, I am never taking away Wayne's credibility. I know when the Carter 3 dropped, it damn near shattered every album that was out at the time, right? And the Carter 3 was a mixtape.
I'll say there are four people that could get on stage with Jay. Kanye, Wayne. We had mentioned Drake is on that maybe, but I'll give it to him. And then the last one that a lot of people have said, Beyonce. Beyonce could get up on that stage.
Of course. Of course. I mean, that's a given. That's the only. But see, that's a person. That's not the same. But here's the problem with Beyonce. Again, you talking to a hip-hop nigga. Here's the problem with B. Beyonce is not the same type of artist Jay-Z.
That I agree with. But to be honest with you, there is a reason why Jay-Z got on the song Mr. Carter with Dwayne Carter and openly admitted, like, in the same way that that was the time when Wayne said, "I am the best rapper alive," and people were trying to challenge that shit, but ain't nobody stepping away at that
point. Jemlyn Park says Scarface did call Weezy Lil Featuring. Did call a nigga Lil Featuring. Come on, fam. That nigga was, again, Jay-Z was making, nigga, the Blueprint 1, 2, and 3 classics. The Black Album.
But that's not what you asked. Here's the thing. Stop changing the rules.
No. Let me finish that. I brought up classic albums that also have numerous classic singles from them.
But you stop changing the rules. You say it's 20 songs to 20 songs. If you're taking 20 for 20 songs.
Also, by the way, Wayne asked Jay to be on the album, not the other way around.
It doesn't matter.
No, because you just use that song. You use that song. Bro, you use that song.
But I understand that. But my point is, this is not who do we go back and look at and go, oh my God, it's literally 20 songs, your 20 biggest hits, whatever. There is no way that anybody would be smoking some shit to not realize that Wayne would easily hold it down.
Wayne would lose in that he might hold it down, but he still would lose.
That's bullshit.
Again, I want to make sure this is clarified.
And to be honest, what this feels like, to be honest with you, because they obviously both had national acclaim like a motherfucker, international acclaim. But that's
public service announcement. When that nigga go, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Nigga.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Niggas will sing Lollipop, probably. Niggas will sing Mrs. Officer. 6 foot, 7 foot, every nigga don't know the lyrics to it. Niggas know the lyrics.
There are, Wayne has plenty.
I see Wayne ain't got hits, but the 20 for 20 top hits is Jay-Z all day.
Nigga, a milli. You said Mrs. Officer. His thing on fucking Forever. Fucking Motivation was fucking fire. We're including the fucking side shit. Hell yeah, fucking right. The Motto. I'm on one. Like, what the fuck are we talking about here? Nigga. Truffle Butter. Like, homie, like,
nigga, you had to go to Young Money for that one. Nigga, if I go back to Reasonable Doubt, if we're going from there, even 20 from Reasonable Doubt to where we are now, nigga, it's no question.
Here's the thing. We'll do the same thing that we did with the last debate we had on Tuesday. We're gonna put it up on the Blurred's Twitter.
Fucking love you, bro. Neil said the Diplomats had hits too, and the Locks wiped them niggas.
Except that's the thing. See, but here's the problem with that. Wayne has always been a better performer than Jay. Jay maybe has that sort of shit. Wayne fucking electrifies a crowd like you've never seen in your motherfucking life.
That's not the point.
Look what you just said. You literally, you and Neil just brought up the whole Locks Diplomat shit, and guess what the fuck happened? It's about who's electrifying the motherfucking crowd. Wayne
just Sir, I don't know if you paid attention to that versus Kiss. All Jada had to do was grab the mic and spit, nigga. He didn't have to go across the stage.
And you think Wayne couldn't fucking do that?
Wayne is a performer, like you just said, on top of a lyricist. You
couldn't get up there and fucking do that shit. Okay, you know what?
And again, versus ain't about the performance.
It's all good. We can't be here all night. We're going to take that shit to the fucking Twitter streets. You'll see the tweet up there by the end of the show. Go and vote on who you thought, Jay-Z or Wayne, who would take that shit. But again, I appreciate Jay for being Jay, as every baller and every rapper has to do. You have to say no one stands toe-to-toe with me, period. But the truth is, there's at least four artists that we mentioned, Wayne being the top we were going on, but Ye, Drake, and Beyonce could all. But the Beyonce one, I get you saying, like, she's not really hip-hop. She's more pop and R&B. That's fine, but it doesn't matter. All good. We'll get to that next time. The next thing we need to talk about is a little bit more on the serious tip. Glad that it fucking happened, but Kimberly Porter.
I'm sorry. Oh shit, never mind. I just had to do that in my head real quick before you go serious.
I mean, I say this.
Here's why I say this. So you know, the pounds transfer rate from what it originally was because it changed back in the system to the pounds, but I saw what it said originally, plus the little Cash App we got. So I owe two. I took four.
I owe a lot more than that, and I'm going to have to do it on the slide because I have to get with my family to the restaurant, so I will have to owe y'all some. I will do them, I promise. I will do that. I'm going to keep sipping this scotch, though.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so bitches.
This next story is on a slightly more serious tip. Kimberly Potter, the heinous asshole who killed Dante Wright, was found guilty of manslaughter, both first and second degree charges. Her sentencing will happen in February, on February 18th of next year. But in case you forgot, because I will be honest with you, I did, just because there have been so many cops murdering black folks, it's hard to keep up sometimes. Mm-hmm. Potter, there was a video of body cam footage that came out of Potter yelling taser multiple times during a traffic stop with Dante, and she pulled her gun. Now, here's the thing that I think really came true in the case. She's a 15-year veteran of the force. We actually covered this story earlier.
Yes, we did.
She's a 15-year veteran of the force. If you don't know the difference between your fucking service pistol and your goddamn taser after 15 fucking years, your ass deserves to not only be off the force, but in fucking jail. And fortunately, it sounds like she will be.
So, well, I think what is happening now, I think this age-old notion of cops were getting away with this is slowly, and the keyword, slowly starting to erode. Because, yes, I know a lot of people will say, oh, this is, they don't want the pushback. Again, Derek Chauvin being the first with George Floyd. But rightfully so. He should have been convicted. That was murder. And again, I said it on this show. You can watch old episodes. Had the cop that said, we don't teach that in training, not said that during testimony, he wouldn't have gotten convicted. So now you are having, again, body cam footage was always meant to show whether or not the officer was in the right or the wrong. And now you are getting these impartial juries who are now understanding that, yo, there is a level of law enforcement and then there's a level of abuse. And we're seeing, and they're finally waking up to the level of abuse. Shot number five.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, that's the whole thing, man. For anybody that has ever held a taser in the form of a gun like that, and has anybody that's ever held a pistol, they do not feel the same
at all.
Their weight distribution, the actual volume of the weapons, none of it feels remotely the same. Fuck your adrenaline. Fuck you in the moment. You are also, they put them on specific hips for a reason. So that you literally, to reach for your taser, you have to go off your non-dominant side. The reason the gun is so quick on your dominant side is so that if you're in serious mortal danger, you can quick draw and do something about it. So miss me with all that bullshit. And I'm glad she got charged for it. It starts to show a sign of things moving in the right direction, but I won't really believe that shit. Like, real justice is when cops stop killing niggas. Like, stop sending cops to jail for this shit. How about y'all stop fucking killing us? That's what I need. Well, who are you fucking taking selfies for, bitch? Your hand? You're taking nigga, selfies for your hand?
Nigga, have you ever just looked at your shit like, look who's talking when Mikey was in the war?
Oh,
shit. You lied.
Okay, you might be cut off, dog.
I know. No, nigga, I'm good. I'm just going to try
to clear.
I owe one more shot and I'm good. I'm trying to just clear off some of the shit. Just
no, I owe. It's my bad. I owe three. Hold on.
I owe one more. I'm at five. So
that's it. I don't really need to talk about this more. I'm just glad that this motherfucker is going to jail.
Again, at the end of the day, let me say that I agree with you. The fact that justice was served, because I'm tired of seeing so many officers get, first of all, that again, police unions, I've always said, is the biggest issue. Because police unions make it where they are not able to be fired immediately, no matter what the situation, no matter how heinous or whatever the situation is. Police unions make it where niggas can't be fired at all quickly. All right. Okay, cool. It's time for this next one. Nigga, Michael Keaton is eaten. And here's the deal. He will now be reprising his role as Batman in the upcoming Batgirl movie starring Leslie Grace. The rumor is believed that this may be the iteration of Batman Beyond. Now, it is not 100% sure, but it is. He is about to double the number of films in which he's portraying Batman in after signing on to reprise his role yet again for the upcoming Batman film starring Leslie Grace, which is slated for HBO Max. Also, I need to bring this up. People have argued about that it was going to be an HBO Max film. Well, also another film that people argued about was Blue Beetle, the first Latin, the Hispanic superhero movie. Well, your arguments and gripes, rightfully so, have worked because HBO Max has reversed course and Warner Brothers will release Blue Beetle in theaters, all right?
That's fucking great, man.
And Blue Beetle will release in theaters. So Keaton is already set to reprise his role in the upcoming movie, The Flash, but him being in this as well. Here's what I think, and again, I might be slurring a little bit because I might be a little bit wheezy, drunk to the T-bit. So here's the deal. The only reason they dropped this news right now, and that's Warner Brothers, is because Spider-Man Far From Home has made this reckoning. You brought the other Spider... No Way Home, excuse me. It's always hard when you get the two names. But Spider-Man has made this reckoning on the box office, right? There is a question of, now most movies typically have a fall after the second week. People are wondering to see what happens with this week because, again, Christmas is always a big time at a box office. Christmas
that end, you've got The Matrix coming out, all the other things coming out, and Omicron fucking shit
up. But that's why I'm about to bring it up. Here's the thing about Matrix, though. Matrix 4's reviews have put it this way. So you're not liable to get a major rush to theaters because The Matrix Resurrections, can be watched on HBO Max at home. So because of that, people are like, and again, the Osmosis Jones variant is out here in these streets. So people may go back, you know what I'm saying, to the crib. But Spider-Man is more than likely to, you know, depending on how people feel, make a double. People are still going. Every day this week, people have gone to still see Spider-Man. And again, it'll add up the weekend numbers. But because of that, Warner Brothers felt they needed to do something. And again, maybe Michael Keaton has been signed on. We know this. But they felt they had to make the announcement now, which is crazy because they just started filming Batgirl.
Dude, what makes me sad, to be honest with you, I like Spider-Man, the X-Men, those were my like hardcore jams. But it was like Batman.
Hey, check your phone, by the way. Check your phone, see if you got anything.
Yeah, I will.
I just want to make sure.
Just from you.
Okay.
It was Yeah.
Okay. From you. Okay.
But all I'm saying is there's no reason DC should feel this urge to be the Pepsi in this situation. You know what I'm saying? It's not because Pepsi still has its own market share, which is kind of wild in that regard, but they keep trying to reactively do something. Mm-hmm. Versus just doing their own thing. If they just did their own thing and had the patience, I'm trying to tell you they would be fine. But the problem that the DCEU has had is they've been trying to play catch up instead of running their own race, and it has put out sloppy shit.
They could have did that when they first gave us Henry Cavill as Superman and they said they were going to give us Ben Affleck as Batman, right? We were going to we as the comic book, the movie going audience,
Bro, get it, Daisy. Winston out here talking like he read Batman when we all know his father is Batman.
This nigga daddy told him, my son, I have the suit, but the cowl won't fit because of your hair.
Nigga, you know what they did? They were like, just like they did Jesus. They're gonna pretend like Batman isn't black.
DC, we to let DC run their race. Again, I know a lot of stuff from the DC Films office and stuff that DC is doing television-wise that I've been told that I'm not privy to release to everybody. And I want to make sure I keep that because I've developed these relationships with people. But DC has had one job with a lot of shit they're supposed to do. It's just do this one thing that people want. This one thing. And everything can work. The thing is, when they had, like I said, Henry Cavill as Superman, Batman, Ben Affleck, do that. But then they were like, no, we're going to do Dawn of Justice and introduce everybody. You didn't need it because you were too busy trying to play catch up to the Avengers.
That to me is the ultimate problem. Is I'm just like, guys, if you just focus on yourself, because that was the thing. you got to give Marvel credit. They took the time to go, all right, we did this Iron Man thing. It kind of worked. Let's tease these other things and see if these work, and we're going to work towards an Avengers film. And you earn the clout to be able to put all of those fucking heroes in a fucking
I'll give you
room.
One better than that. I'll give you one better than that. Marvel took C-level characters that no one really cared. No one cared about Iron Man or Captain America like that before Marvel made movies that were like, oh, shit.
But a lot of that has to do with the fact, like you said, a lot of that has to do with the fact that they, unfortunately, because they went bankrupt, they sold off.
No, I get that. No, and I get that, but I'm just saying. But I'm just saying it's still a shot in the dark to sit there and say, we're going to make an Iron Man movie with an actor who has had all type of legal troubles and drug troubles and drinking problems. This is just what it is, right? This is just what it is. We're going to take a shot in the dark with Iron Man. Iron Man works, right? So then, all right, let's take another shot in the dark. Let's do Captain America. Now, people feel differently about the first Avenger. We know this. There's no doubt about it. But one thing that is unanimous is people love Chris Evans and Steve Rogers, right? That worked. Universal said, all right, let's do this Ed Norton Hulk movie. Fuck that Eric Bana movie. The Universal movie, everybody was like, God damn, this is good. And then they managed to tie that in. Then you get Thor. The biggest problem with Thor was Kenneth Branagh was told, this should be like Shakespeare. And everybody was like, nigga, no. And then he was like, nah, I'm going to do it as Shakespeare. And everybody was like, all right, whatever. But motherfuckers loved Chris Hemsworth, right? And then you finally say, we're giving you the Avengers. And everybody was like, how is this going to work? And the Avengers worked. Once the Avengers worked, everything was off to the fucking races.
And but you earned that. You earned it, which is why when you get to an Endgame, when you get to a Thanos coming in an Infinity War and don't throw Darkseid at me in two seconds.
Hey, yo, should I get tattoos of the Infinity Stones on my hand?
I mean, that would be kind of dope, actually, to be honest with you. But let's get to these Streamlabs, man. We gotta get to them. 5128. All right, so here we go.
You did. Where did you go? You stopped. Did you stop at Tequila Monster's first one under Devil Ham? Because I think you did that. Jay, this is just for you, just to top the tequila supplies.
No. Well, I'm just going back to the beginning. So Attleboro said Merry Christmas for me and Kirsty. Then Devil Ham said Merry Christmas. Tequila said this is for you and your tequila supplies. Cheryl said only four. I don't think so. Happy Blurred's Day. Tequila Monster comes back and says, Winston Season's greetings. Please use this for Jay's super secret support fund. Hope you both have a good Christmas. I'm sure you know what that means. Gmail account. That's the name of their thing is Gmail account. Says, just contributing to the shots fund. Love you guys. Merry Christmas. Star Gonzalez says, Merry Christmas to you guys, to you both. Sending you an abundance of love and holiday cheer your way. Jimmy Nail says, love you assholes. Merry Christmas, guys. And to the neighborhood, see you on Sunday.
Curtis Jimmy Nails. In the Chicago manner, I want to meet you at a bar, drink old styles, and have a slap boxing match. That's some Chicago shit.
Curtis Lopez says, hey, Blurreds. Well, Tuesday morning, I got tested positive for the Rona. Fuck this bitch-ass, Grinch-ass, of a Decepticon-ass throwing a wrench in my Christmas. Always. Anyways, I'm getting better. Wish y'all lots of love and Merry Christmas. And which villain got better bars, and I mean as in quotes and dialogue, Jack Nicholson's Joker or Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin? I got to go with Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin, dude. I think that's
only because he was able to give us more.
The simple fact that he got a second movie to come back
and give us more bars.
If you had said just the initial
Spider-Man film, then Spider-Man Jack
Nicholson wins. Batman 89, I go Batman 89.
Yep.
But the reason why Green Goblin was included in the Bane
and you know Thanos I love you, Jimmy Nails. Jimmy Nails said, dude, you destroy me. I know better than engage in fights. I know I can't win. Fuck me.
But either way, I think because of what we just got from No Way Home, I think that Green Goblin easily wins that match with no sort of issue. So thank you to everybody. Anything in the Cash App that you wanted to share?
Shout out to Randy Constance, man. My boy out in Florida. He was originally doing the one-on-ones with the supervillain with me, and he stopped because he was trying to raise money, save him money to get a car. And I was like, bro, you ain't got to tell. He was like, man, I'm so sorry. I was like, bro, I understand. Like, that's one of the things I'm doing with the one-on-ones with the supervillain when I do people. When they have to stop because they got either life issues or things like that, I'm like, yo, I get it. I appreciate you wanting to support and wanting to show love. But he said, Merry Christmas, Nickel, from Pinky Nickel.
Pinky I saw you put that shit on our fucking, what was it, on Twitter or Instagram?
On our Instagram for blurs.
I was like, dude, I was like, so which one of us is Pinky? Which one of us is Ice Cube? That's the question. It's like,
Pickle. I'll take my six shot with you bitches.
Hey, well, here we go. Here, you know what time it
and
is.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurs in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Shit! All right. I fucking dropped my drink. Hold on. God damn it.
All right. Well, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and play the Karen while he handles that. So, today's Karen.
All right, guys. I know this is probably going to be an unpopular opinion, and it truly does pain me to say it, but fuck Donald Trump. He is now trying to say that by us doubting the jab, that we're playing right into their hands. What? All we care about is exposing and knowing the truth. And he's going to sit here and continuously lie to us to push this bullshit narrative and the product that he wants to take full credit for. Do you guys not see the problem with this? I mean, if he truly cared about saving whatever's left of this country, and if he truly cared about you, then he should be more concerned about exposing the overwhelming number of adverse reactions and deaths from the jab. But no, he continues to rally people up and deceive people into thinking that this is somehow good. Not to mention, he's now claiming that he got the booster, which I don't know if that's true or not, but regardless, why is he still touting this product that's killing people? I don't care if you're left or right. These are wings of the same evil bird, and we have to remember that the whole goal is depopulation by shooting you up with their experimental poison. And a lot of you are probably going to say, oh, well, I don't care what he does because this is about medical freedom as long as we have the choice. He's not even giving you the choice. If you go to his hotel in New York, you have to show proof of papers. So how can you continue to blindly defend this man? I don't get it. Make it make sense, please. Trump do some great things while in office? Absolutely. Was I a supporter? I was a huge one. But there's no denying that what he is doing is evil. And if we continue to just support someone that does not have our best interest, then that makes us no better than the left. We have to be willing to come out and state when there's a problem. And I personally think that there is a huge problem. So it's time to stop trusting the plan. It's time to wake the fuck up because nobody is coming to save you. And this is 100% on us.
First of all, you look stupid as fuck with that Let's Go Brandon shit. Any one of you motherfuckers that wear that and do that, you look dumb as fuck.
Here's the
thing. I hate, pardon my expression for saying this, and it's the only time I will say this. You look fucking retarded, okay? Yeah. Let's Go Brandon. You look stupid. Dude, I said it. Go ahead.
Let's be real about that, like real talk. The right thinks that they're slamming us by saying Let's Go Brandon. There's two things. Where you're just seeing the DM.
Yeah.
So here's the first thing. The first thing is, do you know how many people on the left have also been yelling "fuck Joe Biden"? So who you think you heard? And second of all, do you want to say it with your chest? God damn it! Because you know what I said every day that nigga was in office is "fuck Donald Trump." I didn't give two fucks. I blasted that song on full blast on repeat. So say it with your motherfucking chest. Don't come out here with this BS talking about "Let's Go Brandon." You soft as shit. You gotta use code words. Go fuck yourself. That's the first thing. The second thing is, man, if this means that this nigga can't get back in office and they continue to just die out, by all means, let them go. Let them be mad at this motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. If y'all won't be mad at Donald Trump, by all means, do not vote for him the next time when he tries to run in 2024. Let that shit go. You have my blessing, bitch. By all means, step off.
It's so dumb because people are literally trying to act as if you don't know what you want to do. Like I said it before, Donald Trump left the monster off the leash. And again, motherfuckers be like, well, Joe Biden don't have these rallies for people and blah, blah, blah. He don't have people's rallies. Don't nobody give a fuck about Joe Biden. Well, you voted for him. Yes. That don't mean I give a fuck about this nigga. Let me tell you something. We already understand that in 2024, 9.95%, 9.95 times out of 10, it is not going to be Joe Biden running for president. So guess what? I give zero bucks. Also, the fact that you're like, we got to stop with the experimental jab. Do you realize that coronaviruses have been discovered for over almost decades of years, right? And there's actually been research done on coronaviruses, as particularly the SARS variants of COVID viruses, since 2000. Why? Because China was overwhelmed by a SARS epidemic. So therefore, it is easy to plug and play a computer virus into a program to make a vaccine. I will not go into science of things as actual smarts, where actually I've done research and real research, and then people have read the same thing.
Senior nerd, this is the ending of the Lion Kings with the hyenas and Scar is Trump and the hyenas are the maggots. Holy shit.
Hi, y'all. I dropped my shot and then I refill my shot. I mean, I'm going to need somebody to check on me about an hour and a half after we end the show because I'm going to be home by myself.
All I'm saying is, man, by all means, if they're really this dumb, if they're really so quick to throw him out, they ain't nobody else, man. So I'm just hoping, I'm genuinely hoping that they're really done with him, and that's fine. Then we don't have to worry about him coming back. So,
Matt Ward says she probably got a double jab of silicone.
Ooh, we got another. Oh shit, bro. Do the math real quick, because we just got another pretty big donation, and I want you to make sure. Oh, Lord.
Hold on. I got that one. That's the one I told you we had.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's the one I told you we got.
You want to say it out loud or no?
We're $75 away from another. That's why.
Okay, great. Spidey Sensei just says, Merry Christmas, Blurred. Stay safe out there and keep that Omarosa variant off your backs. Absolutely. Now I gotta get out of here in just a second. So I just wanna just say some quick stuff and whatnot before I get out of here because I want to hold my family up. But 2021 was a really interesting year. For me personally, there was a decent number of victories. There was a decent number of like defeats, and there was some stuff that was really fucking with me mentally. But you all, the neighborhood, and Jay, y'all have been a beacon for me to continue to push forward, to grow, to fight through the BS. And I know a lot of you are dealing with stuff. I mean, you know, obviously Stephanie had said some stuff earlier that was bothering her, as well as Star. Like a number of folks in this place have dealt with sickness, death, job issues, all that kind of stuff. But this neighborhood collectively has just been so absolutely phenomenal. So I love each and every one of y'all for being here and rocking with us and making this show. Obviously, we'll do our New Year's show next week, but I love each and every one of you. So for that, I say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy early Kwanzaa. I got much love for y'all. You know where to find me, anywhere the Swaggy Blurs are sold, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. Much love to each and every one of you. Cheers.
That was so beautiful. We men wasted. We love y'all drunk asses too. Listen, I'm not drunk. I'm just under the influence of spirits given by Jesus. Listen, so I want to say this. Y'all have been nice. I know we're going to do a year-end thing and all this other shit, but I'll say this. The last year, the neighborhood showed up and showed out and for Christmas, and I can't enough times thank y'all. The year before, that man and his dad did something that's like surreal. So this year I understand with everything. I'm not tripping. Yes, do I want to be with my babies? Yeah, my son, the nigga's 18. He don't give a fuck. He like, if I see my pops, I'd love to see my pops. If I don't, I got the game. He's cool. My daughter, she's got a bunch of shit on the way. I went balls to the wall for her for Christmas again, and then Postmates came through with 5 big ass things of Legos. So as long as my daughter's happy at the end of the day, that's all I can do. Y'all, if y'all don't know, I bust my ass for my babies. Am I trying to be a major comic, a major actor, and all that good shit? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if my babies ain't taken care of, and yes, my son is a grown man now, but that's still my baby. If my babies ain't taken care of, none of this shit matters. I will never be one of them niggas that has a lucrative career, houses, money, all that shit, and his kids are struggling. My babies will have everything that they want and then some to make sure they're on the right path. So to the neighborhood, I thank you all for keeping me on my toes. Y'all were with me when I went through hell in the handbag. And I'm going to give y'all a whole bunch more of this shit on our end of the year show. So that's that.
Jay, you know what the neighborhood also had to say to you?
You know, this community is horrible. Y'all are full of vile demons. You just paced them
for 5 minutes. Want to do that? All right, look, I got to get the fuck up out of here. So I want to check something real fast. Let me see how y'all are doing over on this real quick before my family
get all I got to get the fuck up out of here.
Yep. Y'all done earned this. Y'all can have it. Take it. Take it, motherfuckers. So with that, I hope you enjoyed the meow. I hope you enjoyed the show. Here's the thing, y'all. We will be here Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific time.
So we're good. So we're good for after dark.
We're good. It'll be a little late here, but I'll be here. Don't even worry about it. We'll be here this Sunday for after dark. It's going down. So don't miss us. YouTube.com/blurredsinthehood, twitch.tv/blurredsinthehood. We will be making
Real quick, the last two that came in. Devil Ham says it gets better. Order another round. Fred Tassi 314. Have a Merry Christmas to the Mad Titan and the Swaggy Blurreds. Thank you so much.
Love you both so much. Thank you for that, y'all. So with all that, we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. Much love to each and every one of you. Merry Christmas, man. Like, obviously, you say happy holidays throughout the season, but tomorrow is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas. We'll celebrate that first day of Kwanzaa on Sunday together. I'm fucking excited for that shit, bro.
Revolution, bro.
Motherfucking minute. But with all that, love y'all. We'll see y'all later. Peace.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
'Left me alone, right? Like, he had to go and shit. So he's like, yo, you think you got this? I was like, nigga, I got the show. As long as I ain't muted, I'm good. So look, we appreciate the hell out of y'all. Y'all dope. But that nigga Winston, he fancy. That nigga got a girlfriend. That nigga got a family who love him. He doing good, right? He got a Merry Christmas. You know what I'm saying? He got a cribbing. He ain't got a Christmas. He got a cribbing. So I want personally y'all with this cribbing thing. Merry Christmas. Well, y'all be safe, have good unprotected sex, take a PCR, the antigen test, and I'll holler.
Please wear your mask. Wear your mask. It is very important for you to put on that mask. This not no joke, and this is not no rundown. Wear your mask. If you vaccinated or not, throw on that mask. and stop lying, telling people you vaccinated and you know dang on well you ain't vaccinated. You over trying to get people sick. Stop lying. Thanks.